We just learned a piece of Gemara, Lichvot Tu Be'av. Today is the 15th of Av. The Gemara at the end of Masechet Ta'anit and the Flamed Amud Bet going on to Lamed Aleph. Maybe 5 minutes, Linedel. We have here given in the Gemara 6 reasons why today is a happy day. The Mishnah in Masechet Ta'anit says, Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo hayu yamim tovim leYisrael kechamisha asar be'av ukiyom haKippurim. One of the happiest days of the year for the Jewish people is Tu Be'av. We don't really appreciate it much today, but it used to be a time where it was the happiest day of the year, aside from Yom Kippur. Those were the two happiest days. And the Gemara seems to have no problem understanding why Yom Kippur is the happiest day of the year. It says, Bishlam, I understand Yom Kippur. I'm going to read in translation. I understand Yom HaKippurim, since it's a day of forgiveness, and it's the day that the second pair of Luchot tablets were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, so we understand that it's the happiest day of the year. But the 15th of Av, what is it all about? So the Gemara says 6 reasons. I'm going to go through them very quickly. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, it's the day when the tribes were allowed to intermarry. In the beginning, in the time of when Moshe Rabbeinu, right away in the beginning, when they entered Eretz Canaan, in order to establish the Jewish people on the land, and each tribe should be established, for a time, not each Shevet was not allowed to marry or to marry out of their own Shevet. It came a time where they were well established to be able to allow that, and you can understand that many times that probably caused a lot of rift and problems, and it wasn't always such a happy thing to comply with. So when was it changed? This decree was changed on Tu Be'av, and that became a very happy day. And the Gemara brings us the Pasuk that shows us that. Rav Yosef, in the name of Rav Nachman, says, it was the day that Shevet Binyamin was Mutar Lavo Bakahal, because of the very sad and tragic episode of Pilegesh Bagiv'ah that we find in the end of Sefer Shoftim. There was a decree, an oath that was made by the Jewish people not to intermarry with Shevet Binyamin. But it was only for one generation. For the next generation, already that became allowed. When were the doors open again? On Tetvav Be'av, on the 15th of Av. You understand the happiness behind all of this at that time. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it was the day Shekalu Bo Mete Midbar. All throughout the 40 days when we were in the wilderness in the Midbar, the generation, the older generation that was decreed upon them not to enter Eretz Yisrael, little by little they died out during the 40 years. Especially every year on Tisha B'Av, many people passed away on that day. At the end of the 40 years, it was on Tu B'Av when finally nobody died and everyone knew that whoever was there, which was the new generation, was going to enter alive and well into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that was obviously a day of Simcha, and that was the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu began speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu again, because for a large time of the 40 years, there was no Dibur, there was no direct Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu until the Mete Midbar finished. Another reason the Gemara says, Yom Sheula Amar Yom Shebitel Hoshea Ben Ela Prosdiut Sheoshiv Yerovam Ben Nevat Al Adrachim Shelo Yaalu Yisrael Aregel. We had a king named Yerovam. We know what he did. He wanted to distract Bnei Israel from going up to the Regel to go to the Bet HaMikdash, and therefore he made sure that he put guards along the way to cause anyone who goes to Aliyah LaRegel, the journey was blocked, the roads were blocked, and you had to go to certain places that Yerovam put his specific Avodah Zarah or his Elilim. This was a very tough time for many years. Finally, the king Hoshea ben Ela was the one who removed these Avodot Zarot, and he removed these blockages, road blockades, and the way was free for everyone to come back to Aliyah LaRegel. When was that? On the day of Tu Be'av. Also, by the Milchama of Betar, the tragic and painful war of Betar, where many of our brothers were killed by the Romans and they were not given proper burial. The day when finally they were given the proper burial was on Tu Be'av, and that's when we received the bracha of Hatov Ve'Ametiv from the Chachamim in the city of Yavneh. And the last reason that the Gemara gives us here, in the name of Rabbi and Rav Yosef, Yom shepasku milichrot etzim lamaaracha. It wasn't so simple, especially in the latter time of Beit HaMikdash HaSheni, to bring etzim lamaaracha, to have wood, a supply of wood, for the korbanot, for the daily korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash. The Romans and the Greeks did not make it easy to bring that supply that was needed daily to the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore those who were committed and were moser nefesh every day to sponsor and to bring etzim lamaaracha were held in high regard. And when was the last day when they knew that they had enough wood that will last them for the whole winter, for the korbanot during the winter? It was on Tu Be'av. It was a very happy day when they knew that the 15th of Av, the storage house of the Beit HaMikdash was packed and filled with wood to go, because now you're only going to have wood that is damp and is not going to, the fire is not going to catch. Up until then, the wood is dry and therefore it is useful for the korbanot. That day was Yom Tu Be'av. So we see that Tu Be'av is a day where, if you want to call it in one word, it was a day of unity, of connection. Whether it was connection between families, between shvatim, between married couples, or between Am Yisrael and Avihem Shebashamayim in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Korbanot, Tu Be'av is a day of union between all. And that's the happiness behind it. Tana Develia.